Two ways you might be killing your own libido. I'm Dr. Trish Lee. Welcome back for another episode of Porn Brain Rewire, the podcast. In this special episode, we are going to discuss three things. Number one, libido. What is it? Number two is how you might be crushing it in two different ways. And we're going to break it down very specifically. And then, of course, number three is your brain hack strategy for the day, how you can improve your libido. So let's dive right in. If you've lost your libido and you want to find it, listen up, because I want to share with you what libido is and what it isn't. That way you know how you can find it for real. So let's talk about what is libido. It's not what you thought. What libido is, the description or the definition, is sexual desire. So get out your journal and write that down. Sexual desire. That is what your true libido is. So healthy sexual desire takes place within a balanced lifestyle and a balanced sexuality. So that's what libido is. And you might have it confused with something that's called compulsive sexual behavior disorder, which that's a mouthful. So I like to call it hypersexuality. Hyper means too much. So obviously our nickname hypersexuality means too much sexuality, which that can feel like libido to you, especially if you've been using and conditioning hypersexuality across your lifetime, because likely hypersexuality developed in adolescence when you found pornography. So pornography is at the core of compulsive sexual behavior disorder, which is a category that the World Health Organization has given to behavioral addictions or compulsions that have to do with sexuality. It is in the International Classification of Diseases. So I'm not making this stuff up. This is real. The underpinnings of hypersexuality are a dysfunctional brain pattern and the way that it plays out in your mind as thoughts and in your behaviors as things that you do. So the first thing I want you to know is that what you've perceived as libido across your lifetime might actually be hypersexuality. So I encourage you to think about that right now. Like, look back. Has sexuality played a big part in your life? And I'm going to read you the definition from the National Institute of Health on what compulsive sexual behavior disorder is. Here it is. CSBD is characterized by a persistent failure to control intense and recurrent sexual impulses, urges, and/or thoughts, resulting in repetitive sexual behavior that causes a marked impairment in important areas of functioning. So to shorten that definition, it's what I just said. Hypersexuality is intrusive thoughts or always thinking, very frequently thinking about sex, feeling sexual, and wanting to act in sexual ways. Hypersexuality. So you might be thinking that your hypersexuality is your libido. That is one confusion that can cause a lot of challenge if you decide to leave pornography behind. Even if you don't decide to leave pornography behind, this idea can also be causing you a world of hurt. So let's move on to number two so we can break down the two ways that you might be crushing your own libido. So if you struggle with libido in terms of you have a high libido and you don't think it can be contained, or you can't have your high libido met in your partnered sexual relationship, that's one thing we're going to talk about right now. Or if your libido has run away and you've lost it, that's the other thing. So what are the two ways that you can lose your libido? Number one is called anhedonia. Anhedonia means lack of pleasure. So perhaps across your lifetime, Sex and sexual thoughts and pornography, masturbation, fantasy, that has given you high levels of pleasure. And now you're struggling to feel pleasure from it at the same level that you used to. And at the same time, your life has become less pleasurable also. The reason anhedonia, which is the big term for lack of pleasure, the reason anhedonia happens is because there's desensitization to the D2 dopamine receptors in the reward center in your brain. What that means is when you go back to hypersexuality and you get high levels of pleasure from supernormal stimuli in terms of sex, which that's what pornography is. We know it's a supernormal stimulus. It gives your brain very high levels of stimulation. And of course, you can fantasize. Porn-influenced fantasy is absolutely a thing. And especially if it's coupled with masturbation, that's high levels of physical stimulation. So now you have these supernormal stimuli desensitizing your brain. And we know that compulsive sexual behavior disorder, hypersexuality, in the first place happens because of dysfunctional brain patterns in your brain. The way that it works is when you found porn and masturbation when you were young, your brain changed to go to sex for pleasure. But then ultimately, there's tolerance building over time. And you might have experienced this as needing more frequent, more consistent, longer sessions of porn and masturbation, and especially increased intensity in the porn that you are consuming. Perhaps it's even led to acting out with humans in the real world in very high stimulating experiences. Not experiences that emotionally healthy women want in a partnered relationship. So now what happens is it's time to either, you know, go to your relationship and have a partnered experience, and your brain can't get there because there's desensitization in the reward center. Anhedonia is the first thing that can crush your libido. And actually what it's doing is it's very high levels of hypersexuality that led to brain desensitization, which led to the inability or the difficulty of feeling not only sexual pleasure, but pleasure in and of itself. We know when you go to high levels of pleasure, it does desensitize the brain and it leaves it in a position where it can no longer feel pleasure at lower levels of dopamine. That's what desensitization is. So, brain desensitization is a major player in loss of libido for many men across the world. Let's go to number two now, because perhaps you don't fit into that category. Perhaps you've decided that you're going to quit porn and you've been working on quitting porn and you've been bringing your hypersexuality down over the last 6 months or the last year, and you still are struggling with your libido. The second thing that can crush your libido is not understanding that your libido is supposed to exist at much lower levels than you have been used to across your lifetime, like we already talked about. So the idea is that you're used to very high levels of sexuality. You're used to intense urges, going back to the definition of impulses, of persistent thoughts, and repetitive sexual behavior. So now if you're on a journey of quitting porn and reducing your hypersexuality, you won't experience the same level of those thoughts and desires to do that behavior. But that's a positive thing. That's part of the personal transformation, bringing your brain back to balanced levels of dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. That's the spice of life. We call it the happiness trifecta. And what happens is it can be weird for you to calibrate, to be able to feel like it is your libido. So many men will go for testosterone replacement because of these two issues, not recognizing, number one, they've desensitized their brain, or number two, if you're leaving hypersexuality and moving towards healthy sexuality, it's not low libido, it's adjusted balance libido, moving to where you want to be ultimately to have a healthy brain across your lifetime and to be able to have healthy sexuality. So let's just put a bow on that section. The second thing that we're talking about here today is that the two things that make it feel like you've lost your libido is, number one is very real. It's desensitization in the brain from high levels of porn, masturbation, sexual fantasy, desensitizing your brain. Number two is you are moving in the right direction out of hypersexuality. You're not moving towards hypo. You're moving towards healthy sexuality, but it takes time for you to be able to adjust and feel good about that because you are used to high levels of stimulation. Okay, so let's go to number three. How do you improve your libido? Number three involves what we just talked about. So how do you improve your libido? You stop desensitizing your brain by high levels of stimulation through pornography and masturbation and fantasy. You resensitize your brain. The easiest way to resensitize your brain is to use advanced state-of-the-art technology. And that's why I'm here. Honestly, I feel like that's why I'm here on planet Earth, because I have high levels of training in using neurofeedback to readjust your brain back to healthy levels, where you can then develop the healthy libido that you've wanted that's free from hypersexuality. You can also rewire your brain with your mind and your body. It's much more difficult because your mind and your body are conditioned to act on the dysfunctional brain pattern that's at the core of hypersexuality, compulsive sexual behavior disorder. So the easiest way to rewire your brain towards healthy libido is to adjust your brain at the level of your brain using neurofeedback brain training. So if you're interested, please go over to drtrishlee.com and check it out. The QEEG brain map is the way that I can see how your brain is performing. There are two brain patterns at the core of lost libido. Number one, I call strained brain. It's a brain that's using too much fast energy and too much slow energy. It leads to desensitization if you continue to stay in a hypersexual loop. Number two, I call drained brain. That's the desensitization that leads to anhedonia. And then on your way out of both of those brain patterns is that calibration, is that getting used to healthy levels. It's much easier when you're adjusting your brain using technology. And then, of course, you coach with me and I share with you the ways that you can learn to feel better about your lower hypersexuality and your healthy libido. At the same time, if you want to improve your libido, practicing healthy sexuality is very important. So if you have a partner or if you want a partner, being able to engage with potential partners in a healthy way and not a hypersexual way will lead you towards healthy libido. It requires the change of that view or perception of the world. So if you're on your way out of porn and hypersexuality, your brain will be recalibrating. But if you're still stuck in the loop, you want to try to use your thoughts and behaviors to no longer engage in the thoughts and behaviors that are reinforcing those dysfunctional brain patterns. So let's put a bow on that one. If you want to improve your libido, you have to decrease hypersexuality. You have to improve healthy sexuality and rewire your brain so it's no longer desensitized and it's perfectly sensitized to ride off into the sunset. All right. If you're looking for more help on that journey, please go over to drtrishlee.com. If you want to know if your brain is using one of these dysfunctional patterns, especially if you're struggling, the QEG brain map with me is the first step. Neurofeedback coaching comes after if you're interested in working with me personally. Secondarily, I offer a program called my 90-Day Complete Essential Guide. If you're stuck in a porn loop, it is part of the problem with your libido. I know you don't want to hear it. Nobody does. But the reality is you have to stop desensitizing your brain. You have to unwire it from needing porn and high levels of sexuality, rewire it in the right direction, and learn to hardwire that in long term. The 90-day program does that for you, and I run a monthly meeting in that program, so we still get to meet and interact. So please go over drtrishlee.com, and until next time, control your brain, or it'll control you.